हरे कृष्णा भगवद गीता एसिटीज चैप्टर नंबर 5 कर्म योगा एक्शन इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस टेक्स्ट नंबर 2। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्री भगवान उवाच सन्यास कर्म योगश्च निःश्रेयश्च करवावुपोम् तयो तु कर्मसन्न्यासं कर्मयोग विशिष्यते। श्रीभगवान् उवाच सन्न्यासकर्मयोगश्च निःश्रेयश्च करवावुपोम् तयो तु कर्मसन्न्यासं कर्मयोग विशिष्यते। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद The founder Acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Jaisala Prabhupada, the personality of God had replied, the renunciation of work and work and devotion are both good for liberation. But of the two, work and devotion is better than renunciation of work. Om Ajnanadimirandasya Jnananjanasalakayam सक्षुरन्विलीतं मेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमहं। नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतलिं श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिनं। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवै गौरवाणि प्रचारिणीं निर्विशेषा शून्यवादीं पाशातदेशतारिणीं। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम मृदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नवने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पति गोपीस गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। नाम संकीर्तनम यस्य सर्व पाप प्रणाशनम प्रणमो दुख समनः तम नमामि हरिं परम। हरे कृष्ण। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 5 कर्म योग एक्शन इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस टेक्स्ट नंबर 2। यस्टरडे वी डिस्कस अबाउट द फ्यू पास टाइम अबाउट द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड एट लॉर्ड रामा एंड हाउ ही अपीयर्ड and about this past time we discuss. So today this shloka is replying to Arjuna. Arjuna asked the question in previous shloka, hey Krishna, first you ask me to renounce the work, then second you ask me to work in devotion, so which is the better? So he asked the question, and Krishna explaining in this shloka renunciation of work as well work in devotion, both are good for the liberation, because this both will lead to the liberation. But again Krishna confirms that among the both work in devotion is better than the renunciation of work, because the devotional service is a very very easy and very very faster and very very without any much difficulties we can perform the devotional service. But the renunciation, just like for example, the woman cannot renounce. What she will renounce? The woman, they cannot go to the, like a sannyasi, she cannot practice the renunciation of the work. But the devotional service is suitable for everybody. So that's why, and Krishna concludes here, among these two paths, both are, it is actually good for the liberation. But if you ask me which is the best, then work in devotion is better than the renunciation. So Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport how people are suffering because of the past sinful activities. This material world, we have done so much of sinful activities previously. That's why we are suffering now. So whatever, as we discussed earlier, there are aprarabdha, Bijam, Kutam and Prarabdha. So we have given the example, just like when the rice will be, in the seed will be lying in the storeroom. After that, we have given the example, we will, before seeding in the soil, we will putting in the soil, we will soak the seed, then we will put it in the soil, then it will grow. Slowly, slowly it will grow. So this is the four stages, the karma involved, the sinful activities. Whenever we perform any sinful activities, so in this way, gradually one day it will sprout. So we does not know when we have committed the mistake. Maybe last previous janma, and maybe 10 years back, 50 years back, 20 years back, we does not know. But slowly this seed will, one day it will sprout. So that's why Srila Prabhupada says here, people are suffering so much because of the sinful activities. Even one may say, if you are not performing the devotional service, then what will happen? We may be very good man, but still we will get the sinful activities. Because when we are cooking, we are using the fire for cooking. So there are so many bacteria are there, and so many small particle living entities are there. This living entity, what will happen when we are cooking, when we are using the fire, it will fly in the air. When it is a fly in the air, and it will go and die in the fire. So when we are cooking, we are killing so many animals, so many living entities. Then water, this water also, we are drinking water, and that time there are so many living entities are there in the water. When we are using the water, we are killing so much. Then grinder. Those days it is not the mixie or anything, those days they used to grind in the hand. So when we are grinding, so many living entities will die, small living entities. Then when we are sweeping the floor, when we are sweeping the floor, what will happen? We kill so many small living entities. Then we are walking on the street. When we are walking, so many ant is crossing. Who is looking the so many ant? We are a step over and we may kill. Then we are killing the mosquitoes. So in this way, whether if you are, even we may be a good personality and doing all good, but still in this way, so many sinful activities will come. So that's why if you are not performing the devotional service, then all these sinful activities slowly it will mature, and then it will become big one day, then we will get suffering. So that's why Srila Prabhupada says, as long as we are not inquired about this incompleteness, if you are not inquiring why I am suffering, and how can I stop this suffering? So if you are not inquiring about this question, then our life will become incomplete. Because as long as we are engaged in the sinful activities, and only suffering will come. Definitely, if you are engaged in the sinful activities, suffering definitely comes. So just like, for example, before everybody was used to walk very nicely, no car, nothing was there. But because we are now improving our situation, we are, instead of before, at least they were going in a cycle, they were getting some exercise, and before the people they used to walk, they used to get some exercise. Now absolutely we are advanced totally. What we are advanced? We have a car now. Even to go small distance also, people are using a car. They will not even walk also. So they are very, very educated and very, very and advanced. So they are going in a car. So since they are not walking, there is no exercise. Now what happened? So much of BP is there, and the stomach become very, very big, people are become very, very fat, because there is no exercise for the body. The body, what will happen? This is so much of fat is there, and they become very, very fat. And then they are going to hospital. Sir, doctor, sir, I have this problem, that problem. Then what he is saying? Sir, you have to go and walk. So before we are walking peacefully, now we purchase a car. After purchasing car, now we are forced to walk. This is called actually Punar Musika Bhava. Before, man was very, very happy by walking. Now we purchase a car. Now we are driving always, in even to bathroom also. Maybe some people will go in a car in the future. So we are using a car. After that, doctor is telling, you have to go for a walking. So whatever we did previously, the same thing we are doing. So in this way, we may think that by improving the material condition, improving our living condition, we will be advanced, we become happy. But that will not happen. So that's why we have to inquire about the transcendental subject matter. So Srila Prabhupada says, renunciation only cannot give liberation. Because even though Krishna said, And only by renunciation, for example, you renounce the family and renounce the work and everything, and you become sannyasi now. If you are not doing any activities, how can we get liberated? So that's why Srila Prabhupada says, if you are not working, what is the use? What we will do? Simply, the mind cannot be empty. As Krishna says in third chapter, the mind, not even 1 second, it will be empty without thinking anything. This mind always, it will chanchalahi mana Krishna. Arjuna says chanchalahi mana Krishna. This mind will run here, there. Within 1 second, it will go to India. Then it will come back. It will go to America. It will go to Japan. It will go to Singapore. In this way, this mind will go on here and there. So this sannyasi, simply by renunciation, if he is not working anything in the devotional service, devotional way, and then his mind will be like a devil. So there is no use, Srila Prabhupada says. So then Srila Prabhupada says, what will you renounce? Renunciation is okay. What will you renounce? For example, this everything belongs to the Krishna. Krishna says, everything in this world, whatever created, everything belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nothing belongs to us. Is there anything in this world belongs to us? When we are coming, we brought anything? We didn't bring anything. So everything belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada says, this is a nice story. If a man, if go to in front of the World Bank of America, there's some beggar go to World Bank of America, in front of the World Bank of America, and he declared to the world, now I have renounced this World Bank of America. So everybody, what they will think? This is a mad fellow. What he is, this World Bank of America is not belongs to this man, but he says, I renounce this World Bank of America. So everybody will think that this is a ignorant fellow, useless fellow. So similarly, we cannot renounce anything in this material world, frankly speaking. So Srila Prabhupada says, everything belongs to the Supreme Lord. What can we renounce? So renunciation means, Srila Prabhupada defines it properly, and utilizing everything in the service of the Lord is a perfect renunciation. You take everything and utilize in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the perfect renunciation and perfect work in devotion. So that's why, since Krishna says in this sloka, and the work in devotion is better than the renunciation of the work, that's why Arjuna did not go to the forest. In the first chapter, if you see, Arjuna said, I will go to forest and maybe I will beg something and I will live. I don't want to fight here. But here, after explaining Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, and Arjuna become very, very crystal clear, and very, very completely he understood Bhagavad Gita and understood the message and everything, and he did not go to the forest, and he was fighting. You know, he applied the principle of work with a devotion. So similarly, we also in our life, we also should take the devotional service along with our work in a devotion. Whatever, we may go to the office, we may earn money and everything, then finally without Lakshmi and without money, with money, we should utilize in the service of the Krishna. Then if we are utilizing everything in the service of Krishna, whatever we have in our house, see, just like for example, we are drinking the water. When we are drinking the water, before you offer to the Lord and take it as a prasadam, every day you keep one glass of water and put one tulsi and keep it in front of Krishna. Then you drink that water, and everybody is eating. Eating is the same. You just offer to the Krishna, then take it. This is a very simple process. So on this way, if we utilized everything in the service of Krishna, then Krishna, our life will become perfect. So then Srila Prabhupada says, with a work with a devotion is a much better than every process and all the process. So when we do this process, work with a devotion, then Krishna like this very much. He says, Bhaktyama Mabhi Janati. If somebody is doing the devotional service, I will protect. Now in 9th chapter, Krishna says, if somebody do the devotional service, and I always protect. So we can see in Mahabharata, very nice story. In one day, Duryodhana was always finding how to kill all the Pandavas. So one day he invited Dhruva Rishi to his palace. So after inviting, and he feed the Durvasa Rishi very beautifully, and along with the Durvasa Muni, and so many people they came as accompanied with Durvasa Muni. So Duryodhana, they fed everything very fantastically. And the character of the Durvasa Muni is that if he is satisfied, he will give anything and everything. If whatever you ask, Durvasa Rishi will give. But if he is, if he become unsatisfied, then our life finished. So he will immediately, he will curse. He will not care whether he is good or bad. If he is unsatisfied, he will immediately curse, then we will finish, our life will finish. So knowing the character of Durvasa Rishi, Duryodhana thought that after feeding everything, after taking care of Durvasa Rishi and all the accompanied Durvasa Rishi's colleagues, so he asked Durvasa Rishi, asked Duryodhana, Duryodhana, what do you want now? Please ask some benediction. Then he said, hey, my dear Durvasa Muni, and you know, you came to my palace. Now I am very, very happy. I don't want anything. So I want only one thing. You go to the Pandavas place. I also like by serving you, I am become happy. So the same way, let the Pandavas also become very, very happy by serving you. But this rascal, this Duryodhana, he knows that there is a Pandava, nothing is there because they are living in the forest. So they don't have anything to serve this Durvasa Rishi as well. Along with the Durvasa Rishi, so many people come. So he knows very clearly that if Durvasa Rishi go to the Pandavas' house, the Pandavas, they will not be able to serve the Durvasa Rishi. And if the Durvasa Rishi unsatisfied, then immediately he will curse the Pandavas. Then immediately all the Pandavas will die. Then my mission is success. So in this way, he was thinking. So then Durvasa Rishi also, he said, okay, fine, I will go as per your desire. So he went all the way to the Pandavas, where the Pandavas are staying in the forest. Then immediately he asked that, he told the Panjabandavas, now I am coming to your place for the prasadam. So then the Panjabandavas also said, they are the cultured people. They cannot refuse. They cannot say, I don't have anything in the forest. How can I feed you? They did not think like this way. He said, okay, will you please take a bath? Then you come to our place. Then we will try to serve you. So in this way, they said. Then they were running to the hut of the Panjabandavas, where they are saying, where the Draupadi is there. And after going there, hey Draupadi, now Durvasa Rishi along with so many people are coming. So now what shall we do now? So in this way they were discussing with Draupadi. Actually Draupadi had one vessel. In that vessel, if she is not taken the food, then she can feed any number of amount of people. So if, as long as she is not taken the prasadam, whatever she, the quantity she is taking, it will keep on coming. So she can serve any number of people. But what happened that day, and then all the Pandavas, they finished the prasadam, and Draupadi also finished, and everything finished. So in that the situation only, this Duryodhana fellow sent this Durvasa Rishi. So immediately they were thinking, oh my God, then immediately they remember the Krishna. Let us remember Krishna, he will do something, he will save us. If he is not saving us, everybody will get collapsed by this Durvasa Rishi curse. So in this way, immediately they remember Krishna, and then immediately Krishna came and he asked, hey, what happened? Then they explained the situation, and he said, you go and see if there are any left out in the vessel. So then they said, nothing is there, we already washed. Krishna said, don't worry, you go and see anything. And then they found out that a small amount of one particle was there. And Krishna said, okay, you give that one. So then immediately the Krishna took it and they had that. After having that small particle, the Krishna becomes satisfied because these people are having, the Pandavas are the Bhaktas, they have the Bhakti. So with the Bhakti, Krishna is satisfied. So it is explained, when we offer the boha to the Supreme Lord, if the Supreme Lord is satisfied, it is equal to feeding everybody. So just like we discussed before, when we pour the water on the root, entire tree will get nourished. So similarly, when the Supreme Lord is satisfied, and then all the Durvasa Rishi and all the Rishis along with the Durvasa Muni and all the people, they become very satisfied and the stomach become full. They, after taking bath, they are about to come to the Pandavas' place. Then they thought, they found that the stomach become full. They cannot eat anymore. So in that situation, they were all talking, "Hey, now if you go to the Pandavas' place, they will feed something. If we cannot eat anything, so let us run away from this place." So in this way, they all left. So in this way, the Krishna's protection is always very, 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 very nice. When we do the devotional service, as Krishna says in this shloka, work with the devotion, then he always take care of the devotees. So from this shloka, what we can understand? Renunciation of work and work in devotion, both are good for the liberation. But Krishna says, among these two, work with the devotion is better than the renunciation of work. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, kindly chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra minimum 108 times and be happy. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Hari Om Tat Sat.